Blog Talk Radio.
Every day,
yeah, I know that Jesus with me. I believe now I can see every little thing he done for me. Now I got to praise you, G-O-D. G-O-D, God on deck. G-O-D, respect the king. He's Lord of lords and king of kings. We lift him high, you know what I mean? I'ma give him glory, you should too. I'ma ask you one more time what you gonna do. Sitting over there stuck like you have no clue. Get this Jesus and keep it true. He died for your sins, your mama and grandma too. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, respect is due. Father, have your way. Help us stay on the path that you paid. We know that God is with us. Yes, Jesus still saves. Oh, so much pain. Enough to make you insane. The suffering can't compare to glory. Hold on to the great I am. Jesus really is coming. He is the lion and the lamb.
I know Jesus with me every Jesus. I know Jesus with me every day. Jesus. I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me every.
Yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day.
Yes,
I know Jesus with me every.
Yes,
I know Jesus. Every day, every day.
Satan tricking people. He acting like he winning. He weak. Couldn't take me from God while I was out there sinning. The blood of Jesus. Against anything that's evil. Satan destroys, kills, and lies. Don't let him deceive you. I am God's warrior. Spiritual warfare for show. I am God's warrior. I'm kicking in Satan's front door. I'm uploading the truth. You cannot have God's youth. We lift Jesus Christ higher, cause Jesus is the truth. Understand God's word. Yes, God is love. God's still with me. We fit. We tight like a glove. The world make me wanna fuck, cause I have no fear. Gonna keep pushing God's word till the signal is clear. You hear?
I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus. Every day, I know Jesus with me. Every,
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me.
Yes,
every day,
yes,
I know Jesus with me. Every,
yes,
I know Jesus. Every day,
Jesus got all power and all authority. I'm gonna focus on him, not what these fools trying to do. A real war going on, look past what your eyes can see. Don't ignore Jesus, he's still saying, look to me. We live by faith, and if that's the case, focus on the Lord Jesus Christ or stay lost in the maze. When your situation in life is bigger than you, it's still smaller than your God, and he's bringing you through. Just let him handle it, rest. He knows best, he sent his son here blessed. No need to stress, I'm just gonna let everybody know the real truth. Satan was messing with me now, bro. He's missing the tooth. The truth.
I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus every day. Every day. I know Jesus with me. Every,
yes,
I know,
yes,
Jesus,
yes,
with me,
yes,
every day,
yes,
I know, Jesus, with me, every,
yes,
I know, Jesus, every day,
I have you now,
yeah,
yeah,
K-Block,
I think I got it, though.
Bones,
hey, twin, I think I got
Revolution,
yeah,
one pain,
yeah,
My flow so acidic on the minions of hell. I'm so vicious, who the demons gonna tell? Mission for the lost and the saved at the same time. I put the fire in the sound waves, all mine. You see, I really could care less about the title of the gospel rapper. Hopping out the coffin, starting talking about the hereafter. I blow the smoke in the face of the grim reaper. I trust Jesus, the only Christ, eternal freedom. Never ever holy hip-hop dude with they nose in they air, breaking hip-hop rules. Trying to fight off the world and didn't point the finger at it. My daddy gave me swagger and now I'm really laughing. Blessings from the Christ, ain't no joke. Represent the kingdom if I speak or I spoke. And in these last days, watching Satan and I'm headed for his throat. No remorse for my enemy on the hook.
And yeah, I live my life on fire and I talk about Jesus. And it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death. Yes, yes. Yeah, I live my life on fire and I talk about Jesus. And it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death.
Yeah. You see the first round knockout? Rev got the knockout. Tell him be easy, undisputed with the rest now. Rick Bass on the rage's edge. Never blending with them satanic messages or the images. Stepping on the principle on the minds of the people. Still trying, still relying on Christ for the people. The war's never peaceful, the vessel for the combat. Weak style rappers, tell me where your flow at. Flow water, let me hit the sink. You ain't had time to blink quicker than the human eye. Glorify holy Christ, this is what he made me, dog. I'm gonna do it. And this is untouchable, invincible music. And for the level of rhyme that I was given no time. You hear it on the incline, it will never decline. And all they get every rhyme, the definition of fire. They never put me aside, I'm so religious.
And yeah, I live my life on fire and I talk about Jesus. And it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death. Yes, yes. Yeah, I live my life on fire and I talk about Jesus. And it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death.
Yes, yes. Edible beat. I do it for the Christ so they can't compete. And all I wanna do is blaze tracks for the Lord. And you can ask the hood cause we got it understood. Ride back to the birth, tell them that it's word. Born for the war, I'm immune to the score. Never keep track cause the Lord won one. Press the revolution, let that will be done. And it is no surprise that the enemy runs. When you got something they can handle. Fire burn candles, the wax makes track. For the records never stand still. We imitate us in the garbage to a landfill. Down for the mission, last days like a military complex, but everybody in this military. You see your revelations everywhere you look. I ain't hesitating, waiting to get to the coast.
And it's yeah, I live my life on fire and I talk about Jesus. And it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death. Yes, yes. Yeah, I live my life on fire and I talk about Jesus. And it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death. Yes, yes.
On fire and we talk about Jesus and it won't stop. What it is, what's cracking, what's happening? Excuse me, how you doing? You are now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you, appreciate you tuning in. Yes sir, yes ma'am. We in the building. And today we on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Yeah, well, we take three chapters. Get all up into them, let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us into all of the truth of our Father. I'm talking about. So yeah, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Hold on. Yeah, man. I'm your homie Oasis. Let's pray. Our Father, who are in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power and the glory. Hallelujah. Forever and ever. Amen. Yeah. We up in here. Yeah, and that ain't just no Our Father's prayer. That's a good prayer. You know what I'm talking about? Even if you didn't know how to pray, you can always pray that one. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, that's a prayer. We can't sleep on that. And we can't make no religious thing out of it either. Talk to God. Reverence God. Honor him as God. Yeah. All that covered in that prayer that Jesus taught us when he taught us how to pray. We appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We're on this Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. Let me read this description. It says, got Christ yet? Yeah, got Christ yet? Mm-hmm. We can't be stopped over here. Yeah, we can't be, and we just won't stop. You know why? Because it's the zeal of the Lord. It's not us. It's not our own power or might, but it's by his spirit. It's the zeal of the Lord that performs this for us. So we can't be stopped. We won't be stopped. You'll let God be for you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Mm-hmm. No weapon formed against us will work. To God be all of his glory. We will hear, learn, do, grow, and thrive from and in the word of God. Mm-hmm. That's what we about to do. We about to hear. We about to learn. We about to do. We're going to grow and we're going to thrive from the word of God and in the word of God and in life. Yeah, the word of God is living. Yeah, the word of God is living. Everything about God is life. Everything about Jesus is life. The word of God is living. Jesus is the word of God. And we know he living. He powerful. And he's sharper than any two-edged sword. That right? So get your faith in God from the word of God. Get your faith in God from the word of God. Stop looking at this as just a Bible. But look at this as God's word. And take it even deeper. Look at this as Jesus. Yeah. And the life. And the way and the truth. That's what the word of God is. The word of God is Jesus. Yep. Jesus is the word. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. Mm-hmm. The word Jesus and the man Jesus. That right? Yeah, he is the sword of the spirit. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, man, appreciate everybody tuning in. We on this hip hop Bible study. Little buddy, I'm your homie Oasis, and I believe we're ready to go ahead and get into these scriptures for today. So with that being said, turn your Bibles or Google or something. First Kings chapter 5. There's two kings in there, First and Second Kings. We're going to the one with the one in front of it. First Kings. First Kings chapter 5. First Kings chapter 5. And we read about David. We learned about David and how he was king and everything. Now Solomon, David's son, one of David's sons, is king. So we're reading about this. And Solomon was supposed to be the king that was, he is the king that's ordained, that was already ordained and chosen by God, already ordered by God. David already said Solomon was going to be the king when he died or what have you. But David had more sons, and Solomon had another brother who tried to usurp his authority. But that didn't work. So we got to see a little bit of Solomon's wisdom last week. And I believe that was when he was talking about the two ladies came with their son. One rolled on her son and suffocated him, and the other one was alive, and she tried to take the other one's son and all that. And yeah, Solomon was like, yeah, let's go ahead and split the son. And we're going to go ahead and cut them in half. Give you half and give her half. Maybe that's what we read last week. That might be for that. But yeah. So that's when the woman, you know, the one who was the mother, he said, no, don't cut them. Just give them to her. And that is how Solomon determined who the mother was. Because the other lady was like, yeah, go ahead and cut them. Her son already gone. She don't care. Go ahead and cut them. Yeah, let her be like me. See, some people be like that, man. They having a hard time and they want you to have a hard time with them. Like, bro, I ain't got nothing to do with you sleeping and rolling on top of your baby and suffocating your baby. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, that was some of the wisdom of Solomon. So we're going to pick it up with 1 Kings chapter number 5 today. All right, 1 Kings chapter number 5, verse 1 says, now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants to Solomon because he heard that they had anointed him king in place of his father, for Hiram had always loved David. So there's somebody who got respect for David, had respect for David, got respect for his legacy. So I'm quite sure he got some respect for Solomon. Let's keep reading. 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 2. Then Solomon sent to Hiram, you know how my father David could not build a house for the name of the Lord, his God, because of the wars which were fought against him on every side until the Lord put his toes under the soles of his feet. But now, the Lord, my God, has given me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. So David wanted to build the house because he realized that, hold on, man, my house, I'm living pretty good, real good. I'm living real good. And my Lord, my God, he ain't got no house, so I'm going to build him a house. You see what I'm saying? And make it look better, even better than mine. That was David's heart. God told David that you got too much blood on your hands. You a warrior. You killing for me, yeah, but you got too much blood on your hand, man, to build me a temple. Plus, you know, God live in temples not made with man's hands. So Solomon is about to build a temple because David had gathered up some good materials, a lot of gold, a lot of silver, and whatever else, wood, everything else they need to build a temple. But God wouldn't let him build it. But God said, Solomon will build it, okay? So, we in 1 Kings chapter 5. Verse 4 says, but now the Lord, my God, see, he was his daddy's, he was David's God, and now he's the son's God, Solomon's God, David and Solomon. Solomon is David's son. God was David's God. Now God is Solomon's God. Mm-hmm. Make sure you got the God of your parents. And guess what? It ain't nothing but one God. It's not about religions. It's one God. And you need Jesus to overcome Satan. Because don't nobody have no problem believing in just one devil. But everybody seem to have a problem. I ain't going to say everybody. You know, got a problem, though. People got problems believing it's just one God. And don't realize that they all just believe in one devil. Nobody ain't arguing over who the devil is or how to say his name or none of that stuff. Ain't nobody confused over. He's just the devil. He's evil, right? And Jesus is Jesus. God is good. God is love, matter of fact. Mm-hmm. God is Jesus. All right, verse 4. But now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. And behold, I propose to build a house for the name of the Lord my God. I'm building a house for the name of the Lord my God, to put his name there. As the Lord spoke to my father David, saying, your son whom I will set on your throne in your place, he shall build the house for my name. Your son is going to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, therefore, command that they cut down cedars for me from Lebanon, and my servants will be with your servants, and I will pay you wages for your servants according to whatever you say. For you know there is none among us who has skill to cut timber like the Sidonians. All right? So they got skills to cut down timber, cut down the trees in the wood, all right, the cedar trees. All right, verse 7 says, so it was when Hiram heard the words of Solomon that he rejoiced greatly and said, blessed be the Lord this day, for he has given David a wise son over this great people. Yeah, he made a wise son. This is a wise king. He's being wise right now. David was wise. He wasn't perfect, but he was wise, and he showed love. Now his son, God has raised him up. All right? Verse 7, blessed be the Lord this day, for he has given David a wise son over this great people. Verse 8 says, then Hiram sent to Solomon, saying, I have considered the measure which you sent me, and I will do all you desire concerning the cedars, the cedar and cypress logs. My servants shall bring them down from Lebanon to the sea. I will float them in rafts by sea to the place you indicate to me, and we'll have them broken apart there. Then you can take them away, and you shall fulfill my desire by giving food for my household. All you got to do is give me the food. We're going to cut down the trees for you. We're going to ship them to you and everything. All right, wherever you want them at. All you got to do is just give us some food. Yeah, the laborer is worthy of his wages, worthy of his food. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, just pay me in food. Yes, sir. Verse 10 says, then we in 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 10. It says, then Hiram gave Solomon cedar and cypress logs according to all his desire. And Solomon gave Hiram 20,000 cores of wheat gave him a lot of wheat as food for his household, and 20 cores of pressed oil. So he got wheat and oil. Thus Solomon gave to Hiram year by year. So he giving him enough for the whole year. Mm-hmm. Taking care of him for the whole year, and year by year too. So that's the next year, and then the year after that, and then the year after that, and then however long it went. Verse 12 says, so the Lord gave Solomon wisdom as he had promised him. And we got to know it. We got to believe this and hold on to the promises of God, no matter how long it takes. And then it's another level to that too, because in Hebrews 11 it said these all died in faith, not having received the promise. They died believing. They saw them, and they didn't receive them here. But God don't break his promise. So they get to receive it in eternity. In eternity, God plans something better. And he always do that. He plans something better for us. If he takes something away, if you give it up, or if he tell you, ask you to give up something, and you give it up, whether it's a person, place, or a thing. If he asks you to give it up and you give it up, he got something better for you. So they didn't. They were convinced. They didn't waver in their faith, and we got to learn to stand on God's word too. Don't waver. Don't go back and forth. Don't doubt God. But when he says something, consider it done. Excuse me. So back to verse 12, 1 Kings chapter 5 says, so the Lord gave Solomon wisdom as he had promised him. He's going to give you whatever he told you he's going to give you now. He don't break his word from nobody. And there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, and the two of them made a treaty together. Then King Solomon raised up a labor force out of all Israel, and the labor force was 30,000 men. Here go the first labor force looked like. The first labor force, employees, what have you. All right. King Solomon raised up a labor force out of all Israel, and the labor force was 30,000 men. Verse 14 says, and he sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 a month in shifts. Wow. 10,000 people a month. A month now. In shifts, too. Yeah, everybody didn't go at the same time. Somebody got to work 9 to 5. Somebody got to work 7 to 3. Somebody got to work 11 to 7. Okay. He sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 a month in shifts. They were 1 month in Lebanon and 2 months at home. Y'all see that work schedule? I hear somebody say, I like that. Work a whole month, then be off 2 months? Yeah. He sent them to Lebanon, $10,000 a month in shifts. They were 1 month in Lebanon and 2 months at the house, at home. And Adoniram was in charge of the labor force. Adoniram. Spelled just like I just said it. All right, verse 15 says, Solomon had 70,000 who carried burdens, and 80,000 who quarried stone in the mountains. So 70,000 carrying them heavy burdens, carrying a heavy load. 80,000, they worked with stones. Make stuff out of stones, right? Quarried stone in the mountain, or cut stones out, or what have you. Besides 3,300 from the chiefs of Solomon, deputies. Besides 3,300 from the chiefs of Solomon's deputies, who supervised the people who labored in the work. Y'all see this? Supervising the ones who laboring, there are 3,300 supervisors. But 10,000, well, that's more than 10,000, ain't it? That was 10,000 a month in shifts. But then, hold on, they was off 2 months. They worked how many months? 2, 3, 4. About 5 months? I'm guesstimating. All right, verse number 17. We in 1 Kings, chapter number 5. We just seen that Solomon got him a labor force, and him and Hiram was friends with David, had much respect for David, loved David. Now he sees David's son that's sitting on the throne that David used to sit on, because David has passed away. So Solomon and, you know, Hiram, they get together and, you know, they working together, and Solomon requested that Hiram and his people cut down some wood, cut down some trees and bring them some wood, because Solomon is planning on building, and he's going to build the temple for the name of the Lord. Now remember, we can't build God a temple that he gonna dwell in, because he don't dwell in temples made by man's hands. But if you're gonna make him a temple to put his name, now make sure his name on it, and don't be calling it your temple. Yes, sir. It's the temple of Moses. Now, just open up your church and name it Jesus. Yes, sir. Open up the ministry and name it Jesus. They building it. They working on it. They got it together. They got the labor force going. Got supervisors. Verse 17, and the king commanded them to quarry large stones, costly stones, so they're expensive, and hewn stones to lay the foundation of the temple. Costly stones. Yeah, large costly stones. Hewn stones to lay the foundation of the temple. You're going to lay the foundation with these expensive stones. The foundation is the bottom where it sit on, right? That's what you build on, the foundation. But you got to build on a solid foundation. So these are costly stones, expensive stones, and they large stones. And they put in the foundation, laying out the foundation of the temple with that. Verse 18 says, so Solomon's builders, Hiram's builders, and the Gibeonites quarried them, and they prepared timber and stones to build the temple. So they're getting ready to build the temple, yeah, for the name of the Lord. I like that. Yeah. So while we're sitting around here trying to build up our own life and trying to do this, that, and the other for other folks, what are we doing for the Lord, huh? What are we doing for him? Are we representing him like that? Do we show up for him like we be doing for all this other stuff and for other folks? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy, and that was 1 Kings chapter number 5. When we come back, we get into part 2, which will be Jeremiah chapter 22. Okay? Jeremiah chapter 22, when we come back. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Yeah, we getting this Jesus on this hip hop Bible study. Little buddy.
Yo. This one is going throughout the land for everybody who feel like life has dealt you a bad hand. This one here is for all you mamas who got mad drama, and all you brothers who occupation is a struggler. For all you young heads who trying to get ahead, don't give up, hold on.
Track the bomb city, mad heads like Quizzy,
BBJ Hub.
That fat cat for Bump City, I'm a don too. Not like the rest, I suggest to analyze my source of success. Yo, we too blessed to be stressed, dog. Recognize the pro Christ, the folk Christ.
Yo, recognize
my dome is full of wise things. Careers are over, Jehovah make me shine like the glass in my ring. The Lord bring things full of bliss.
One father, one son, one spirit.
But many anointed lyrics flow from the heart like a stream. It's a beautiful thing to represent Christ the King.
Nah, I mean,
at night I sing hymns and spiritual rhythms. Same ones use the hum when I walk in them. Now I'm playing Tim's. Yo, whipping the butter in love with Shotty Day. The one for BBJ wins souls like A Day. What's the what? To win souls you must first get up off your butt. Want something, gotta hunt. Nothing easy in life, but all things you can do through faith in Christ. Yo. I'm at a pinnacle, looking at a world, mad critical, situation ill on the rails, pitiful, everything digital, no conscience, no feeling, no reconciliation, no healing, feeling kinda mad cold, wickedness, some places jokers can't go, cause of this I'm just another chocolate child, trying to get down from a crown, not like the rest, motivation, money, sex, and sex, what a combo, rather have self-respect. When the crowd goes, that's that. No compromise, price or nothing. The same whether you say it in English or Russian. No fiend, don't play that. The cross you gotta bear, I can't weigh that. If it ain't the word of God, don't say that. If you mad, blame God, where the way that? What you read, you sow, and what you don't, you won't. What you know, and what you don't, you blow. Think the flow, you need be. The motivator, the innovator is who I be. The visionary, holy revolutionary with the prophecy. Holy hip-hop, apostles, the prophet MC. Next to me, demon MCs don't start. I bring the holy ruckus, one award, don't start. From the heart, I express and expand the text. This is the hour, and I've got the power.
Y'all ready?
Hey, babe, tell the kids to keep it down. I'm recording.
Off tour.
Yeah.
Back up in the lab again.
Yeah.
Get the cooking.
Woo.
Yup, going ham again. Flow like a battering ram or a man in a van crashing into they whack rapper sedan because I'm mad at them. Tell them it's a rap. Welcome to the rap laminate. Sever the cabbage of any rapper. Hell in the bath of me.
Yeah.
You can't stomach the subject matter we handle. If you did manage it, it'd probably shatter your abdomen, dog. I hear y'all sucking y'all teeth when you hear Christian rap like the son of God sweet. Boy, if I come at y'all, you know what I could've done to y'all. If I wanted dog, wouldn't none of y'all eat.
Real talk.
Broken the game like a cat burglar. The rap Nat Turner with a habit to wrap circles around you. But you never heard of me, so I understand when you laugh. But just know I can murder these rap cats that you have heard of.
The hardest part of this is not to bury you. Part of me don't want it, but the other part is daring you. Feeling froggy, take a leap like a skydiver. I promise I'ma catch your body like a parachute. You know how hard it is keeping it positive, even with guarding it. If not, it'd be more people involved in it. Just know this not hip-hop in a lesser form. It's truth music, harder to make, but it's better form.
I could've been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chilling, lucky you. I could've been on that side, lucky you. But the flow got baptized, lucky you. But if I just felt like they just had to know, and realize that if I wanted I could go, kill everything on that side, lucky you. But the flow got baptized, lucky you.
Hi guys, I've arrived, it's me, the Bible guy. I was only trying to shine this little light of mine, trying to give sight to blind, trying to rewire minds line for line so they could be everything God designed. Why would guys try me like I couldn't if I decide to put them in dirt and give them this work 9 to 5? Rifle is the Eiffel, willing and ready to snipe at any guy you idolize, bombing like I am Mike Witt, Al-Qaeda type fist, kill a rival with this mic of mine, simple as pile driving a knife into a slice of pie, and not the MacGyver type, Michael Myers size, every line of precise. This bind to remind could be homicide. See, I've been cool, but you've been doing too much lately. Thinking you can play me like I'm some tuba, you can lay me. Better watch how you be doing that newborn Jewish baby. I could do to you for him what Slim would do to you for Haley.
Don't do it.
I'm telling y'all, I've been hella calm lately. Don't get your head neck and all severed on AC. Reppin' God in heaven, y'all can never Kanye me. And you ain't got the answers, so you can never sway me. I still rep what I've been reppin', it's God's gang. I kill flesh with a big weapon, I'm John Wayne. God over money, boy, we don't come to work to play. Oh, you thought Christian rap was soft, you gon' learn today.
I could've been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chillin', lucky you. I could've been on that side, lucky you. But the flow got baptized, lucky you. Forgive I just feel like they just had to know. And realize that if I want it, I could go. Kill everything on that side, lucky you. But the flow got baptized, lucky you.
Yeah. We do what we do for God. Yeah, y'all tripping if y'all think the devil is hard and Jesus is soft. Y'all tripping. Yeah. Jesus is just love. He show a lot of mercy. You know what I'm talking about? But don't take his kindness or his mercy for weakness. Better recognize, repent now. Yeah, that means stop doing things your way and start doing things God's way. Repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, time to get it right with Jesus. Get right with Jesus. Are you about to get left behind, child? I'm telling you. Jeremiah chapter 22. Let's get into part 2. We feeding our faith over here. We receive Jesus. We believe God. We believe the word. You know what I'm talking about? Jeremiah chapter 22. Let's go get some more faith in God. Jeremiah chapter number 22. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua, just a follower of Jesus the Christ. We must hear and do the word of God. Hear what he's saying, do what he's saying. Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 1. It says, thus says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. That's what thus says the Lord means. This is what the Lord says. Thus says the Lord, go down to the house of the king of Judah. Go down to the house of the king of Judah. And there, speak this word. When you go down to the house of, go where I told you to go, to the house of the king of Judah. And when you get there, speak this word right here. And say, hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah. You who sit on the throne of David, you and your servants and your people who enter these gates. Verse 3 says, thus says the Lord, execute judgment and righteousness. Execute judgment and righteousness and deliver the plundered out of the hand of the oppressor. Execute judgment and righteousness. And deliver the plundered out of the hand of the oppressor. The oppressor is taking advantage of those. They're plundering those. They're stealing from them. They're taking from them. That's why they are the plundered ones. Right? And deliver them. You got to execute judgment and righteousness and deliver the plundered out of the hand of the oppressor. So we got to bust that oppressor up, huh? While we're delivering the plundered out of their hand. Do no wrong and do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, or the widow, nor shed innocent blood in this place. So protect the stranger. Don't do no violence to the strangers. You know who the oppressor is. Go get them, right? Do no violence to the stranger. Do no violence to the fatherless. And do no violence to the widow. Nor shed innocent blood in this place. Verse 4 says, for if you indeed do this thing, then shall enter the gates of this house. Hold on. For if you indeed do this thing, then shall enter the gates of this house, riding on horses and in chariots, accompanied by servants and people, kings who sit on the throne of David. If you indeed do this thing, then shall enter the gates of this house, riding on horses and in chariots, accompanied by servants and people, who gonna arrive? Kings gonna arrive, who sit on the throne of David. Now, I'm going to go back and study that myself, because David was a good king, and he was a loving king. I mean, it's not unheard of. I don't even think it's any more in the Bible who was a king like David, man. Because David, he wasn't just a king and got it all and got all the riches and wealth and all that, but he spread the riches and wealth around. And he treated others, you know, like they was on the same level with him. He didn't think that he was above nobody. You know what I'm saying? He didn't let his kingship go to his head. You know what I'm talking about? Uh-oh, yeah, we in the building now. Yeah, he didn't let it go to his head. Mm-hmm. He still was humble, just like Jesus. That's why he's known as the man after God's own heart. David, the man after God's own heart. Got a heart like God. You know what I'm talking about? So, if you indeed do this, if you execute judgment and righteousness, and you deliver the plundered out of the hand of the oppressor, and you don't do any wrong to the stranger or the fatherless or the widow, and you don't shed any innocent blood, then kings gonna sit on the throne of David. Verse 5 says, but if you will not, see, these are very conditional. If you do this, this gonna happen. If you don't, this gonna happen. That's this whole Bible. God be telling us what's going to happen if we obey. He show us what's going to happen if we disobey. Same thing. But if you will not hear these words, I swear by myself, says the Lord, that this house shall become a desolation. Desolation means it ain't going to be no life, no hope. It's good for nothing. Desolate. For thus says the Lord to the house of the king of Judah, you are Gilead, or Gilead to me, the head of Lebanon. Yet I surely will make you a wilderness, cities which are not inhabited. A city like a ghost town, right? No inhabitants there. I will prepare destroyers against you. This is the Lord. This is the Lord saying this now. And this goes against disobedience. When we don't want to listen to God, okay? And see, Satan be tricking folk because they be on the path to disobedience, and then he be giving them stuff, you know what I'm saying, giving them, you know, I can't say it's good stuff, because it's coming from Satan. But he be giving them stuff and they think they doing good. Not realizing, okay, yeah, God, you got this, you got the meet your maker and you got the answer to the one who made you too. You got to meet him and you got to answer to him. So, verse 7 says, I will prepare destroyers against you, everyone with his weapons. They shall cut down your choice cedars and cast them into the fire. They ain't going to cut them down and ship them to you. Like Hiram was doing, they're going to cut down the cedars, and they might cut your church down, yeah, because he was building the temple, right? So they're going to cut that down, right? They're going to cut down the cedars, and then they're going to burn them up, too. They're not going to cast or cut down the cedars like Solomon and Hiram was talking about, and then sending them to Solomon. No, these right here, God said, I'm going to prepare destroyers. They're coming to destroy against you, and you got to know who. Look at the ones who preparing the destroyers against you. All you got to do is talk to him and do what he say. Then you got to worry about these destroyers. All right. Verse 8 says, and many nations will pass by this city, and everyone will say to his neighbor, "Why has the Lord done so to? Why has the Lord done so to this great city? Yeah, when God make them desolate, yeah, they're going to be passing by talking about, why has God did this? Why the Lord did this? This city used to be great. Yeah, I can see all these cities crumbling, messed up, because ain't none of these cities representing the Lord. There might be certain people out of these cities. I'm talking about these cities over here in America. There might be certain people out of these cities that represent the Lord, but the city as a whole, they doing their own thing, ain't they? And leaving God out, aren't they? Verse 9 says, then they will answer because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord their God. You see that? I'm going to read verse 8 and verse 9 again. It answers the question, then it answers the question. Verse 8. Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 8 says, and many nations, a lot of nations will pass by this city, and everyone will say to his neighbor, why has the Lord done so to this great city? Then they will answer, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord their God and worshiped other gods and served them. That's why ain't nothing producing, and that's why ain't nothing going good for them. They forsook the Lord. Now, the scripture in Psalms chapter 9, verse 17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. You forgot God? You forsook him. You left him too. Mm-hmm. Verse 10 says, weep not for the dead, nor bemoan for him. Nor bemoan him, all right? Weep bitterly for him who goes away, for he shall return no more, nor see his native country. So weep not for the dead, nor bemoan him. Like they ain't got to suffer through this, but weep bitterly for him who goes away, for he shall not return. Well, he shall return no more, nor see his native country. He ain't gonna even come back to the country he was born in anymore. Wow. Verse 11 says, for thus says the Lord concerning Shulam, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, who reigned instead of Josiah, his father, who went from this place, he shall not return here anymore, but he shall die in the place where they have led him captive and shall see this land no more. Now, God does get mad, as you can see. And what makes him mad? When we are disobeying, man. We don't want to listen to him. We want to do things our own way. Verse 13 says, woe to him. Yeah, God's curse to him. That's what woe is. Woe to him who builds his house by unrighteousness. There's a lot of that going on. Building up their house, building up their lives by unrighteousness. Leaving God out, doing what they want to do, operating out of their own flesh, doing what they think is best. Right? Leaving God out. All right, so woe to him and her too, who builds his house by unrighteousness and his chambers by injustice, who uses his neighbor's service without wages and gives him nothing for his work. Sound like a bunch of slavery and sound like America right here getting called out. That sound like me. I'm going to read verse 13 again. Sound like America getting called out. Yeah, and if you're acting like these Americans, you too. Woe to him who builds his house by unrighteousness, building his whole country up by unrighteousness. Because y'all ain't put a finger to it. Y'all use slaves, right? Let me go ahead and finish reading this verse. And his chambers by injustice. Y'all, we know that. Y'all built this whole country up on injustice, right? Who uses his neighbor's service without wages. Brought us over here, right? Made us do the hard labor and then didn't pay us either. And give him nothing for his work, right? God seen all that. You don't run now, America. Yeah, God gave you a chance to get it together. Now he's doing his thing. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for being involved. You know what I'm talking about? All right, so that's verse 13, Jeremiah 22. You better circle that one. Let me read it one more time. Woe to him who builds his house by unrighteousness. It's not right, but they build their house in unrighteousness or by unrighteousness. And they built their chambers by injustice while they had us saying, with liberty and justice for all, right? But they doing injustice, right? who uses his neighbor's service, used us to build his whole country up without wages, didn't pay us, treated us harshly. And gives him nothing for his work, right? Verse 14 says, who says, I will build myself a wide house with spacious chambers and cut out windows for it, paneling it with cedar and painting it with vermilion. But I know that's expensive materials, okay? Vermilion. Okay, that's V-E-R-M-I-L-I-O-N. V-E-R-M-I-L-I-O-N. But that's expensive material. So they're going to build it up with expensive material, huh? Verse 15 says, shall you reign because you enclose yourself in cedar? Shall you reign? Shall you reign like a king with dominion just because you enclose yourself in this cedar wood house? Did not your father eat and drink and do justice and righteousness? Your father ate, your father drunk, right? But he still did justice and righteousness, or they still did justice and righteousness. These mothers right here, they doing unrighteousness and injustice in verse 13. They're not even being like their fathers. Wow. Even though their fathers, they ate and drank, but it says, and they do justice and righteousness. Let me read verse 15 again. We're in Jeremiah chapter 22. This is getting interesting. Interesting. Jeremiah chapter 22. Can I go back to verse 15? Shall you reign because you enclose yourself in cedar? You think you're going to protect yourself, huh? Did not your fathers eat and drink and do justice and righteousness? Then it was well with him. He judged the cause of the poor and needy. He judged the cause of the poor and needy. Then it was well. Was not this knowing me? Was not this knowing me, says the Lord God talking. This was knowing me. Because they judge the cause of the poor and needy. Yeah, God don't want nobody hanging. And the ones that society overlooked, that's the ones that God be looking into right now. Yeah, the ones that society overlooks and treats like an outcast, that's the same ones that God looks into. Yeah, and treat them like an incast. Is that the right thing? Okay, anyway, you know. But yeah, you get it. So, it says, then it was well with him. Because it was well with him because he was knowing the Lord. Let me read verse 16. It says, he judged the cause of the poor and needy. Then it was well. Was not this knowing me? Was not this knowing me? Because he knew me. That's why, says the Lord. That's why he was acting like that. Verse 17 says, yet your eyes and your heart are for nothing but your covetousness. You want what you want. You greedy for what you want too. You ain't studying nobody else. Your eyes and your heart are for nothing but your covetousness, for shedding innocent blood. So you greedy and you want to shed innocent blood and practicing oppression and violence. Boy, that don't sound like America. KKK up in the building right here. Call them out. God calling you out. Y'all been prejudiced. Y'all been evil. But I don't know how long y'all thought evil was going to last. Because God been Jesus. Yes, sir. And he been finished Satan. Hallelujah. So that's what they doing. You ain't even being like your fathers, your parents who were before you. Your eyes and your heart are for nothing but your covetousness, your greediness, your lust, your greediness for material things. That's what covetousness is. Yeah, you greedy for what the earth's producing, huh? And for shedding innocent blood and practicing oppression and violence. Oppression means taking people's hope away from them. You practicing taking people's hope away from them and you violent on top of that? Okay. Get him, Jesus. Verse 18 says, therefore, thus says the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. They shall not lament for him. That means they shall not cry for him. Lamentations, that's crying hard and loud from your soul. They shall not lament for him, though, saying, alas, my brother, or alas, my sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, alas, master, or alas, his glory, he shall be buried with the burial of a donkey. Gonna bury you just like a donkey, cuz. Dragged and cast out beyond the gates of Jerusalem. Yeah. Yeah. Bury you just like you a donkey. Drag you out, cast you out beyond the gates of Jerusalem. Get out of the chosen city of the Lord. Because you didn't want to listen to him. He told us what would happen if we obey in verse 4, right? The first few verses. And then verse 5 let you know if you disobey. And then it going all in the details right here. This is all details and results of disobedience right here. Verse 20, Jeremiah chapter 22 says, go up to Lebanon and cry out and lift up your voice in Bashan. Cry for Abiram, for all your lovers are destroyed. All your lovers are destroyed because you didn't want to get with God who is love. You wanted to get with all them lovers, huh? All your lovers are destroyed. Not your loved ones, all your lovers are destroyed. I spoke to you in your prosperity, but you said, I will not hear this. See? Yeah, that's why God had to keep some of us, you know, poor, put it like that, with nothing but him, because you rich if you got him, so it don't matter if you got material things or not, because he tries to speak, or he speaks to people in their prosperity, and look at what they do. They be so arrogant and prideful, so they come back. Let's go. They I'm talking about they disrespect God. So where we at? Jeremiah chapter 22. Verse 21 says, I spoke to you. God spoke to you in your prosperity. Spoke to them in their prosperity. But you said, I will not hear. This has been your manner from your youth, that you did not obey my voice, told you. You want to make God mad? Disobey him. You'll get all his wrath. I'm going to obey him, man. I'm getting them blessings, man. So you did not obey me from your youth. Now, this has been your manner from your youth. This is how you always been from your youth. You did not obey God's voice. Sound like America. You don't want to listen to God, huh? It ain't just America. I'm just saying it's for whoever ain't listening to his voice. But I'm going to get on the America because they, you know, they was over here. You know, they was on us. So now God getting on them. Verse 22, the wind shall eat up all your rulers. What? The wind. The wind, W-I-N-D. Wow. Shall eat up all your rulers. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, we got some weather that we can't even handle. You know, it's a scripture in the Bible in Job where God talk about the snow and how he keep the snow reserved, and then he'll send the snow and it'll stop wars, too. I send the snow and it stop wars. Like, wow, bro, you right. That show ain't nobody fighting in no snow, ain't it? So, God is amazing, man. Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 22 says, the wind shall eat up all your rulers, and your lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then you will be ashamed and humiliated for all your wickedness. You're going to be ashamed. You're going to be humiliated for all your wickedness. You're talking to them wicked ones, the ones that want to continue to behave like Satan. Make the earth worse instead of making it better. Got them positions that they can be a good influence for God, but they ain't studying God. Who gave them the position now? Because they think that their credentials got them the position. God said, I'm the one that gave you the power to get wealth. If I didn't keep you healthy and let you get sick, what you were going to do then? You wouldn't be nowhere. You wouldn't be where you at. But they say they self-made and you know, they work in wickedness because they ain't studying God. They not hearing God or what have you. So, surely, you will be ashamed and humiliated for all your wickedness. Verse 23 says, O inhabitant of Lebanon, making your nest in the cedars, thinking you safe, making your nest up there like you're a bird, making your nest in the cedars. You know what I'm talking about? You cut down the cedars and build them a house. How gracious will you be when pains, and another word for pain is pain too. This is P-A-N-G-S, pang, pains. So, yeah, birth pains, too, like birth pains. Like a woman, when she in labor, pain. How gracious will you be when pains come upon you like the balm or like the pain of a woman in labor? Darn, I just said that. I didn't know that was right. That's Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, like the pain of a woman in labor. Yeah, it hurt when she give birth. You ain't know? Y'all ain't know it hurt when she give birth, when your mother give birth, or when the mother give birth? It be hurting, man. Pain. Verse 24 says, as I live, says the Lord, not says a man, but as I live, says the Lord, though Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were the signet on my right hand, yet I would pluck you off. God. Yeah. Though Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were the signet on my right hand, a signet ring. That's what the king wore, right? Like a signature, too. So they stamped it, or what have you, stamped little, you know, documents and everything with the ring. Signet ring. So he using that example, saying, Doconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were the signet on my hand, yet I will pluck you off. I'm going to pull you off. They ain't going to even use you as a signet. And I will give you unto the hand of those who seek your life. I will give you into the hand of those who seek your life. Because you don't want him to protect you from the ones who seek your life, right? Because you ain't listening to him. And I will give you into the hand of those who seek your life and into the hand of those whose face you fear, the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and the hand of the Chaldeans. So I will cast you out and your mother who bore you into another country. I'm going to cast you and your mama out. God! Where you were not born, and there you shall die. He said they weren't going to come back. They're going to be out of the country that they was born in, and they ain't going to come back. So I will cast you out and your mother who bore you into another country where you were not born, and there you shall die. God, why? Yeah, you don't want to be on God's bad side, I'm telling you. I don't either. All right, so verse 27 says, but to the land to which they desire to return, they shall not return. Is this man, Coniah, a despised, broken idol? Is this man, Coniah, a despised, broken idol? That's three strikes right there. Despised, broke, and an idol. A vessel in which is no pleasure. God said he ain't getting no pleasure out of you. Mm-hmm. So the ones that God ain't getting no pleasure out, I'm telling you, he about to crush you. For real now. Warning been since 2020. And look at folks, they ain't taking no heed to the warning. The warning been since 2020. Now these mothers trying to convince you that, well, coronavirus, even though it got another variant, it's subsiding, and go ahead and get this shot. Man, please. We still over here saying, come on and get this Jesus. Mm-hmm. Put on the whole arm of God and put the blood of Jesus, put your faith and trust in the blood of Jesus to protect you against any evil or any harm or famine or pestilence or sword. Because that's what's going on. We in Jeremiah chapter 22. We almost finished with this part two. Jeremiah chapter 22. Verse number 29. Let me go back to verse 28. Is this man Coniah a despised, broken idol, a vessel in which is no pleasure? Why are they cast out, he and his descendants, and cast into a land which they do not know? O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Earth, earth, earth. You must be talking to everybody. God! O earth, earth, and earth. It's three times in the New King James Version of the Bible. Wow. Verse 29, Jeremiah chapter 22. Verse 29, O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. You better hear what he's saying. Thus says the Lord, write this man down as childless. Write this man down as childless, a man who shall not prosper in his day. So he's childless. He ain't gonna get to prosper, and none of his descendants shall prosper, sitting on the throne of David and ruling anymore in Judah. See, anytime you disobedient to God, oh, he gonna be on you. You under, well, or should I say, you gonna be under his wrath. Now, God is merciful. Got grace. Grace gone, mercy. Grace gone. This prophet told me years ago, grace gone, man. I said, Don, well, what are we operating on? He said, mercy. I said, okay, you got a point. But what you going to do? Because his mercy about gone, too. He merciful, but y'all done ran that up. He full of mercy. Y'all done ran that up because they still rejecting Jesus to that day. Did we finish this yet? Yes, we finished that one. Wow. So, yeah, anytime you disobeying God, you better know his wrath right there. And even if you don't get it right then, oh, you'll get it. And that's the same way even for the blessings of the Lord. Even if we don't get it right then, you'll get it. Hallelujah. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie Oasis. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. When we come back, we're getting into part 3, which will be Matthew chapter number 9. Matthew chapter number 9. We on this hip hop Bible study. Little buddy, we appreciate you tuning in. We'll be right back.
Who is he and what is he to you? Who is he and what is he to you?
Real man serve God, but the cowards just waffle. Without God with me, then my life would just be awful. You can have the fortune and the fame, but the fortune and the flame will consume everything that you claim. We can break the curse if we just put them first. When the light shine, shadows will disperse. Love unconditional, power is supreme. If you don't ride with them, then you're on the losing team. Don't be deceived, things ain't always what they seem. Everything that glitter ain't gone with the gleam. You can disregard this, roll with the heart that's in me. I still be blessed regardless of sad. Cause you're really missing out on the most important thing what life is really all about. Laugh all you want, don't keep dissing. But in the end you're gonna wish you would've listened.
Who is he and what is he to you?
Every knee bow, every tongue shall confess. Let no man curse with the Most High bless.
Who is he and what is he to you?
Creator real, don't take him for a dope. Babylon murdering people, can you smell the smoke? So grateful that his mercy greater than my sin. Grace abounds, and it's all encompassing. Took a broken heart, made me build it up again. Save me from myself and the pain of suffering. Keep protection, blessing, covering. Now my gratitude overcome the attitude. Spiritual nourishment and the soul food. Thoughts was absurd and fictitious. Now I crave the word to defeat the vicious. He's my only hope, yes, he's my everything. You can don't know, you won't keep reveling. But you gon' get tuned out when heaven sing. Stop meddling, paddling and saddling. And put y'all first as the ever king. Remember the name embedded in your brain and written on your heart like an indelible stain. Hey.
Who is he and what is he to you?
Every knee bow, every tongue shall confess. Let no man curse with the Most High bless.
Who is he and what is he to you?
Creator real, don't take him for a dope. Babylon burning people, can you smell the smoke? The Most High, the Most Glorious, set me free, save me from myself, make me victorious. Every part of my heart, hold up my soul, renew my mind, and yo, I give him all control. The only one that I trust so completely. There's something missing, only he can't complete me. He got the remedy, enemy won't defeat me. And if I hold him through his promises, he'll keep me. He take my obstacles, turn them to opportunities. Guilty ass trust, till he gave me all immunity. He's not behind the evil that religious people do. You don't believe in God, he still believe in you. And you can try to deny him or just explain him away. He's still there, Father Ancient of Days. And just because you don't understand don't mean it's not really still true, regardless of how you feel.
Who is he and what is he to you?
Every knee bow, every tongue shall confess. Let no man curse with the Most High bless.
Who is he and what is he to you?
Creator real, don't take him for a dope. Babylon burning people, can you smell the smoke?
Fourth quarter time. hours. Born into poverty, knew the world was my robbery. Submitted to desires, which turned me into a liar. Seen a lot of bad days and brothers who passed away, but the Lord still spared me, you're missing my bad ways. You care less about accolades when you calculate more than half of the world who care nothing but trying to act safe. The track blazed and I was raised from the ashes of Trinity. Kept the enemy from keeping my mind captive. Was attracted to money, drugs, girls, and loaded ratchets. Till God showed me your man is more than just a theatrics. Established a foundation, don't wanna ruin it. Twist up my music, consider who I'm influencing. Know the devil be trying to do me in, but I'm breathing, which is good enough reason to keep pursuing him.
Jesus.
Could've been shot or locked up with some hooligans.
Jesus.
He stepped up and died for all my foolish sins. Thought I was down for the count. No father in the house, mom raised me with every ounce. And she told me the saying can is a word I shouldn't pronounce. I had doubts, but I feared not, got a clear shot. Got daughters to raise and a wife who was so amazing. I was sleeping without the days in. Prior cause God wasn't in my equation. But now my eyes open, I'm focused on all my brethren. I'm heading in a different direction. Can have all the material things and still hit a dead end. I pray for peace and prosperity for my adversaries. You live wrong, it's a chance you won't live long. So live on, live on. Dear God, I'm thankful. Dear God, I'm thankful. I pray you hear that I'm thankful.
Rapper, floss, yeah.
Tomorrow's never promised, I'm thankful.
It was just another flight, like any other night. This is me on stage, that's the crowd getting hype. But deep down I figured something wasn't right. I'm not moving like I become accustomed to. I can't breathe and at the same time rap to you. That was the longest flight home, fam, I'm telling you. Back to the crib, mind wonders what. A trip to the ER that blows to the gut. Admitted on a Monday, a home away from home. I got fam on the way, but I felt so alone. Diagnosed with a blood clot. Rushed to the trauma unit like I've been shot. A couple hours of commotion. I'm still thanking God for my life. Cause I ain't wanna really go to the hospital. But he tapped me on the shoulder that night. I'm thankful.
Dear God, I'm thankful. Dear God, I'm thankful. I pray you hear that I'm thankful.
Thankful.
Tomorrow's never promised, I'm thankful.
Promise, I'm thankful.
Yo, I'm thankful for the clothes on my back. Even though it ain't the baddest gear. Shirt from the thrift store and shorts that I grab from Sears. My car LeBron, it's an 03 Cavalier. The air and the heat ain't working, I'm still certain I'm thankful. Roll the windows down and let the breeze blow. I want a Millie, but got everything I need. So really my future seed and my wife is who I succeed for. And who I bleed for. And y'all breathe slow. Cause each breath I'm inhaling is like a pot of gold. Thankful for those treasures, I hope my heavenly father knows. Why before I go, I spend each day on this planet in such a way that I ain't taking for granted all the joys and the pains that he faithfully handed. Using my space to cut faces, try making advantage. Cause you just get one deal, and this is why I feel. If it's 5-course meals or I'm making a sandwich, I'm still thankful. For real, man, pass the bread, let's get it poppin'.
Dear God, I'm thankful.
Dear God, I'm thankful.
I pray you hear that I'm thankful. Tomorrow's never promised, I'm thankful.
Promise, I'm thankful.
Dear God, 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 I'm thankful.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And yeah, dear God, we thankful. All right. Even if we got to make a sandwich, I'm thankful. All right. But yeah, man, you are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Shout outs to you and much love to you. All right. We on this Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy. All right. Part 3 is Matthew chapter 9. So you can go ahead and turn there and I'll meet you there in a few. Matthew chapter 9. In case you missed it, part 1 was 1 Kings chapter 5. 1 Kings chapter 5. Part 2, Jeremiah chapter 22. Jeremiah chapter 22 for part 2. And we read it for part 3, which is Matthew chapter number 9. Let's go. Matthew chapter number 9. And me, personally, I always stay in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because, you know, that's Jesus when he was here. You know what I'm saying? Physically. And spiritually. But, yeah, he was here. And, you know, recording his life and what he did when he was here and what he was saying. But I stay in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I suggest you do that, too. You know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. All right? But you got to get into the whole word now. Stay into the whole word of God for yourself. Study to show yourself approved unto God. We be sitting up here trying to prove stuff to man too much, and man ain't even wanting you to prove nothing to him. You know what I'm saying? We just feel like, okay, they doing it. Well, let me prove. I got to prove it. I got to prove it, man. Please, you can sit up there and try to prove yourself to people, and they still won't understand or see what you're trying to say. So guess what? Don't try to prove yourself to nobody or nothing. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Okay? But you ain't got to prove nothing to him either, because he know all everything about us. But he'll prove us. He'll test us and he'll try us and make us pure. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, man, let's go to Matthew chapter number 9. Verse 1. Says, so he got into a boat, talking about Jesus. So he got into a boat, crossed over and came to his own country. He got into a boat, crossed over the water, and came to his own country, the one where he was born at, all right? Verse 2 says, then behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. A paralytic lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, look at this. When Jesus saw their faith, he didn't see their situation, right? He saw their faith. Faith makes Jesus respond. When Jesus saw their faith, so if you don't have faith, ain't no need you expecting nothing from God. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, that's a paralyzed person, right? Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. And at once some of the scribes said unto themselves, this man blasphemed. The scribes, look at them. Instead of, you know, being humble enough to hear Jesus, they so arrogant and prideful, they want to go against Jesus. And at once some of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemed. So they ain't even said it out loud. They said that within themselves, but look at Jesus. But Jesus knowing their thoughts. What? Oh, you didn't know Jesus know your thoughts? Like, I ain't going to say it because he might hear me. He know your thoughts. Whether you say it out your mouth or not. But Jesus knowing their thoughts said, why do you think evil in your hearts? They ain't even say nothing. He called them out. Why do you think evil in your hearts? Because he knew their thoughts. He know our thoughts. For which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you? Or to say, arise and walk? Which easier to do? To tell somebody that their sins are forgiven them? Or to tell them, arise and walk? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because your sins being forgiven, that's why he forgave the sins first. Because that's more important than him rising up, raising up and walking. You got to have your sins forgiven first, even if you still was paralyzed. You better have your sins forgiven. You could be in heaven and be unparalyzed. Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise and walk. Verse 6 says, but that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Jesus has power on earth to forgive sins. He proved it. So that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the paralytic, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. So not only did he forgive his sins, he also healed him of his paralysis. Verse 7 says, and he arose and departed to his own house. Departed to his house. Verse 8 says, now when the multitude saw it, the multitude, that's a lot of people, when the multitudes saw it, they marveled. Marveled, that's marvelous, right? Marveled. That's a marvelous thing. And they glorified God who had given such power to men. They marveled. Oh, that's a marvelous thing. And then they glorified God who had given such power to men. has power on earth to forgive sins. Gave that to Jesus. And Jesus gives us the power too. Verse 9 says, as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office. Oh, it's about tax office time. It's tax time. You going to let Matthew work on your taxes this year? Let's go. We're in Matthew chapter number 9. Okay. And we're in verse number, where I just left Matthew at. All right. But you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth. He rose, departed, now saw it. Okay, right here in verse 9. We have Matthew chapter 9, verse 9. Says, as Jesus passed on. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, follow me. So he arose and followed him. I guess Matthew can't do your taxes. Because he decided to follow Jesus instead of staying in and doing your taxes, right? I'm going to go ahead and follow Jesus. That's right. Somebody say, I'm going to go ahead and follow Jesus. So he arose and followed him. Verse 10 says, now it happened as Jesus sat at the table in the house that, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. A lot of tax collectors and a lot of sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. How many of them good Christians will be tuning their nose up at Jesus right there? Acting just like them Pharisees. See, y'all Christians got y'all stuff in the wrong category. You're supposed to be a disciple, not a Christian. Christians act just, they ain't nothing but modern day Pharisees, man. Yeah, the ones that know the law but don't know the Lord. They really don't even know the law. Shoot. But yeah, so many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. People look at you funny when you go into church. Well, I don't even know how they act these days at church. Burn. Okay, anyway, verse 11 says, and when the Pharisees saw it, there you go. When the Pharisees, that's them religious folks. They know the law, don't know the Lord, though. When the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, they didn't even say it to him, though. They some punks. They said to his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? Why y'all asking me? Why y'all asking the students? Why y'all asking the disciples instead of asking the head, the Lord? They scared of them. I'm telling you. You got a problem with the teacher, but you're going to go ahead and say something to the disciples. That's a punk right there, bro. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? Oh, look at Jesus, though. Verse 12. When Jesus heard that, though. Mm-hmm. Y'all asking the disciples, but Jesus heard you. When Jesus heard that, he said to them, he answered them. The disciples didn't even have to answer them. Because Jesus heard that. And when he heard that, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. If you in good health, you ain't got no reason, no business going into the doctor's office, right? I know they tell you come in there and get a physical, but I'm just saying, like, if you in health, you ain't going to no doctor, cuz. Yeah, that's what Jesus is saying. If those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. So that's why the tax collectors and the sinners, those are the sick ones. They need a physician. The Pharisees, they think that they already well. They think they already healthy. That's why Jesus is getting them. Verse 12, those who are well have no need of a physician. Y'all think y'all done made it. Y'all don't need me. I'm the doctor. I'm the physician, right? But those who are sick, they the ones that need me. They the ones that need a physician, those that know that they are sick. The Pharisees didn't even know they were sick, man. They were studying the word and still missing Jesus. Yeah, if you're studying his word, you better be getting Jesus about this word. Verse 13, because Jesus is the word of God. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Yeah, see, mercy comes from love. So God desires mercy instead of sacrifice. Sacrifice is just, you know, just depriving yourself of something or what have you. You see what I'm saying? That ain't got no love. That's just some old rules. But God desires mercy because, like I said, mercy comes from love. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous. I didn't come to ones that I didn't come to call the ones that think they right. But I came to call sinners to repentance. Yeah, Jesus came to call sinners to repentance, calling all sinners, all wrongdoers. Jesus is calling you. He's still accepting. There's still room in the kingdom. You better come on. Verse 14 says, then the disciples of John came to him, saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast? So John had some disciples, John the Baptist. He got some disciples. Now they're coming to Jesus, asking Jesus why they fast and why the Pharisees fast often. We fast a lot, but your disciples, they ain't fasting. Verse 15 says, and Jesus said to them, can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? Yeah, they coming because he the groom. So they can't mourn for him, and you don't mourn at no wedding, right? Not as in no sadness, like a funeral, but can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? Nope. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. That's right now. Jesus is not here physically. He's hearing us in spirit, and he leads us and guides us and everything. But as far as physically, in the body like that, no. He live in our heart, yeah. Right? So then they will fast when he is gone, right? Verse 16 says, no one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch pulls away from the garment, and the tear is made worse. Nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins break, and the wine is spilt, and the wineskins are ruined, but they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. Put the new wine into the new wineskin, and you preserve both of them. And God is in the business of preserving us, preserving our lives, keeping us, protecting us and everything. Until that time, yeah, preserved. You heard of the reserve, right? That's the army. A part of the army that's reserved and kept just in case something happened. So God got us preserved for him for a certain time, all on in his timing and about his purpose. Okay? You're preserved. Verse 18. Yeah, the wine, the new wine and new wineskins, that's the, I can see the new teachings or the new pastors and prophets and evangelists and apostles and teachers that God is raising up now from this generation. Right? That's why we couldn't fit in when we tried to go into the churches as old. We couldn't fit in nowhere. Because God said, I'm doing something new with y'all, and I got to put y'all into new wineskins or into new places. Because these old, y'all going to end up tearing them up. Right? That's all this scripture, all this verse right here. You can't put a piece of new cloth on an old garment. Right? Can't put this new stuff in the old because they are old and traditional. Right? For the patch, it pulls away from the garment and the tear is made worse. So if I put you in there with the old folk now, you're going to mess them up because they ain't going to hear this. They used to, you know, the old way of thinking. But y'all got the new way of thinking, and guess what? I'm going to put y'all here for the new generations. That's what I'm talking about. And hallelujah for that. Verse 18 says, while he spoke, we in Matthew chapter 9, verse 18 says, while he spoke these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshiped him. This is a ruler. Yeah, somebody in the lead position came and worshiped Jesus. Which one of these leaders up there worshiping Jesus these days? Have you ever seen, you ever known any of these presidents over here in the United States of America since you've been born or before you've been born that was worshiping Jesus, man? Which one of them? Yeah, you thinking hard, ain't you? You can't name man one of them. That's messed up. So that means we don't need to listen to them then because they're not worshiping Jesus. Especially if you are worshiping Jesus, why would you listen to somebody who ain't worshiping Jesus and take their advice? So while he spoke these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshiped him, saying, my daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live. This is a ruler, not a disciple. He over there ruling in his own world, whatever he doing, wherever he rule at, and he heard about Jesus. And it's amazing how these outsiders, they hearing about Jesus, and this man said, all you got to do is come and lay your hand on her, and she'll live. The last chapter, buddy said, all you got to do is speak a word. Remember that? These are not disciples that were saying it. These are rulers who heard about Jesus, but believed Jesus harder than these disciples look like. Because the other man who said, all you got to do is speak a word, he made Jesus marvel. Like, made Jesus like, boy, that's a marvelous thing. This man got faith in me like that. I ain't found no faith in Israel like this man faith. This dude told me all I got to do is speak a word. Like, golly, I ain't even got to go to his house, but this one asking him to come and lay his hands on her, and she will live. Verse 19, Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, verse 19. It says, so Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I will be made well. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter. Be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. Not your doctor. Mm-mm. Yeah. Not your own self or that medicine, should I say? Not that shot that they trying to give you that don't work, but be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well, is what Jesus said. And the woman was made well from that hour. Your faith can heal you. Wow. Because he on the way to heal somebody else. He ain't even got to the daughter. The ruler came and said, come to the house with the daughter. He following the ruler to his house. And then another lady who had an issue, right? She had to touch his garment. And then Jesus turned around. He felt her faith. He responded to her faith. Like he responds to our faith. Verse 23 says, when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the noisy crowd wailing, they crying, they mourning, he said to them, make room, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping. And they ridiculed him. Yeah, Jesus, you sound ridiculous. They ridiculed him. Yeah. Now, he'll say some stuff that sound ridiculous to us, but it's for us to believe him. They start laughing. Oh, he's ridiculous. Talking about she sleep. We know she dead. Verse 25, let's see what Jesus did. But when the crowd was put out, put them out, Jesus. But when the crowd was put outside, get y'all doubt themselves out of here. I need somebody with some faith up in here. But when the crowd was put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. Now, Jesus raising up dead. Mm-hmm. And the report of this went out into all the land. When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him. I hope y'all paying attention, because that's a lady who got healed while Jesus was on the way to heal a little girl, to raise a little girl up. Wherever you lay your hand on her, and she will live, right? She just died. So the dude, look, hold on. The ruler came to and worshiped Jesus after his daughter died, too. Hey, my daughter just died, but come and lay your hands on her, and she will live. So she dead, and he still came to Jesus, and he still believed that if Jesus put his hand on her, she'll live. And on the way there, a lady touched Jesus' garment because she connected her faith with Jesus. And she said, if I just touch his clothes, the hem of his garment, I'll be made well. And that made Jesus respond to her because he felt her faith. All right? Now, it's another detail of the story where it says that the crowd was around Jesus, and then somebody touched him, and he turned around and said, who touched me? And then the disciples were like, man, all these people you talking about, who touched me? But Jesus was like, boy, I felt somebody's faith. I felt some power leave me, man. Who in the world touched me? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got to get our faith up, man. And if you got it up, keep it up and build it up some more. Keep your faith in God. You see what Jesus do to faith? He responds to our faith. So he had to put them doubt. You got to put that out too. He had to put them doubters out. The ones that was ridiculing him, the ones that make you think, anything that makes you think that what God is telling you is ridiculous, put that out. You cut that off, or cut them off, or whoever, whatever. When the cry was put out, this back to verse 25. We almost finished. Matthew chapter 9. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Verse 25. It says, but when the crowd was put outside, he went in, took her by the hand, and the girl arose, and the report of this went out into all that land. When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, do that. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him. See how these, they are coming to him. Y'all see that, right? They coming to Jesus. The ruler came to Jesus after his daughter died. The lady came to Jesus and got her healing. The blind man coming to Jesus. All right, y'all see that. Come to Jesus. So verse 28 says, and when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? Do you believe that God can do anything? Do you believe that Jesus can do anything for you and will do anything for you according to his plan, according to his will? Do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, yes, Lord. So I'm not going to let these blind men have more faith in God than me now. I'm not going to let these blind men have more faith in Jesus than me. Because I'm reading about their story. They believed Jesus and they were blind. Some of us got to get in desperate situations for us to believe like these blind folks. Instead of just believing what God says. Please. So, they said, yes, yes, they believe him. And he knew if they were lying or not, because look at verse 29. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. According to what? Your faith. Not your religion. Not your pastor. Not your president or your scientist who you trust in. Not them. Okay? According to your faith, let it be to you. Verse 30 says, and their eyes were open, so Jesus knew. He knew they wasn't lying. When they said, yes, Lord, we believe you can do this. Because you got to believe that he can do it. Then he's going to reward you. Believe that he is, and believe that he is a rewarder. So verse 30 says, and their eyes were open. They're going to reward. They believed, and here come the reward. Their eyes were open, and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, see that no one knows it. But when they had departed, they spread the news about him in all that country, because Jesus wanted to come to the country. Plus, he wasn't so busy, you know, wanting props and praise himself. He wanted to be able to come into the country, and he wanted to lead everybody to God. So don't spread the news. But they went on ahead and did it anyway. Verse 32 says, as they went out, behold, they brought to him a man mute and demon-possessed. Uh-oh. He just dealt with one of them, didn't he? In that last chapter. So now he got to deal with another demon-possessed person, huh? And when the demon was cast out, the mute spoke. So, yeah, you know, cast the demon out. We have verse 32, Matthew chapter 9, verse 32 and verse 33. As they went out, behold, they brought to him, they still bringing to Jesus. Look how they are coming to Jesus. I want y'all to see this. God wants us to see this. They brought to him a man mute and demon-possessed. And when the demon was cast out, the mute spoke. The mute man spoke. And the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never seen like this in Israel. They excited about it. That mute man speaking that way, I ain't never seen nothing like this. Verse 34 says, but the Pharisees said, he cast out demons by the ruler of the demons. Look at them haters. See, that's why you can't worry about them haters. You can deal with them, though. And your God will deal with them, man. But look at them. He doing a miracle, and they over there hating. That's why they handed Jesus over to be crucified, because they was envious. Yeah, past jealousy. They mad that he got the power, and they ain't got it. But he's willing to share the power with us, but they didn't want to come under his rulership. So verse 34 says, but the Pharisees said, he cast out demons by the ruler of the demons. How are you going to say that about Jesus? Well, they say that about Jesus. If they say that about Jesus, you know what they're saying about you? Yeah, you're over there worshiping the devil. But I'm worshiping Jesus, God, and his Holy Spirit. You know what I'm talking about? So we ain't worrying about what they talking about. Because they over there accusing, so they acting like just like the accuser. We know who the accuser is. Satan. The one that's hating through these Pharisees. The one that's the one that's hating through these other folk, these Christians. Because you got faith in God and you don't fit in the Christian category. Because you really got faith in God. You hearing what God's saying and you doing it. You don't just honor him with your mouth and your heart far from him. So then they're going to talk about you too like this. The Pharisees said he cast out demons by the rule of the demons. They were saying that about Jesus. They had no right to say that about Jesus. And they were wrong for saying that about Jesus. But let's go see how Jesus handled this. Verse 35 says, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching. He's still going. He's still handling his business. That's what you got to do. He went about all the cities and villages teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Do y'all see that? Jesus heals every sickness and every disease among the people. Coronavirus ain't got nothing on Jesus. Moderna, Pfizer, and Joe Biden. Johnson and Johnson, my bad. I thought it was Johnson and Biden. Oh, my bad. Johnson and Joe. Okay, anyway, they ain't got nothing on Jesus. Because Jesus heals every sickness and heals every disease among the people. That right. Still to this day. Verse 36 says, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them. He really cared for them because they were weary. They tired and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. That's what's going on now. That's why God about to send Jesus back. Because he's seeing that he's moved with compassion. Because we weary. I'm tired of waking up and being vexed with all this bad crap, bull crap, and godliness going on in the world. How about you? I'm tired of it, man. You know what I'm talking about? They were like sheep having no shepherd. At least we got the shepherd. Scattered, weary. Verse 37 says, then he said to his disciples, not to his Christians, he said to his disciples, because disciples got everything to do with discipline. Christians, I don't know what to say about y'all. Y'all calling yourself something that the outsiders called you. Christian. Mm-hmm. You make me want to be a Christian. You convince me to be Christian. They were first called Christians at Antioch. These two scriptures are in your Bible. The other dude said, you make me want to be a Christian. And then when Peter finally said it, said to live a life as a good Christian. But we know Peter was a disciple. Mm-hmm. Jesus makes disciples, and then he tells us to go make disciples. To where all these Christians come from. Must be why all these churches closed. Because they ain't got no discipline. So they got a form of godliness, but they denying the power of God. We ain't, because we don't see God in through no religion or tradition. We see God as God. Thank you, Father. The pure in heart shall see God. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. It's plentiful. The harvest, the gathering in of the souls, is plentiful. But the laborers who going to do it are few. So that disqualifies the 2.8 billion Christians. Because he said the laborers are few. So out of the 2.8 billion, it's a few of them that's real. It's a few disciples up in that thing. It's a few people that do what the definition of Christian is, follow Jesus. It's a few people that do that. But the harvest is plenteous. It's plentiful. But the laborers are few. Ain't no, who going to go out there and do what Jesus tell them to do? Who going to work hard to get these souls? Because I can win your body. You can tune in. But your soul? Please. Yeah, you can win people by that while these churches be crowded. You can win their bodies, but their soul being converted? No. They got a form of godliness, but denying the power. It's hard to convert a soul, get a soul converted. And that's what God wants. So the harvest is plenteous with the souls, but the laborers who going to go out here and do the hard work, that's few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest, though. He's telling us what to do. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. And we pray that right now, Lord of the harvest, that you send out laborers into your harvest in the name of Jesus. And let us go out here and be the laborers, too, that you need us to be. So you can win the souls that you're supposed to win through us, or that you want to win through us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And thank you for the word. Thank you for the scriptures. Thank you for everyone who tuned in. Let it produce, let this word produce a great harvest, Father, for your glory. And you bless us however you need to bless us. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. And everybody say amen. Yes, sir. Everybody say amen. 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 We'll get at you next time. This has been When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis, man. And I'll get at you next time. Peace.
he'll make it all right. Whatever you want, God is able. Whatever you need, he'll supply. Whatever is broken, he can fix it. No need to worry. He's alive. Whole church, he'll make it all right. Whatever you pray, he knows. Whatever the answer, he's got me. We know he's sovereign. He's in control. Whole church, he'll make it all right.
Exalt Jesus. When hip hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip hop is not the same, all hip hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.